Hello, and welcome to this Vision Quest session. It is such an honor to host this for you. And if you're coming in after the new year, it's 2024, maybe we're even heading into February, there's still time to do this. There's still time to work with this medicine, this energy, this intention, this focus. Sometimes I love to come back here even in June, in May or June, and redo it. If I'm feeling like the beginning of the year didn't really start as planned. Well, the goal is also to make sure that once you do this session, you actually calendar the takeaways. And you'll see what I mean. At the end of this session, I give some guidance on what your next steps can be. And it's how to really work with the outcomes. You know, often we do these intention setting, vision setting, future planning, strategy sessions, and then they sit in a notebook somewhere. And sometimes we put them into a plan and we calendar them and they are off to the races. The intention for these less tangible outcomes from this session. I mean, this year I've actually woven in some of the goal planning and the strategy and actually like next steps, where last year and for the few years before, I've been doing this session with clients and they love it and they ask for it every year. And it's really the energetics. It's about tapping in, like future casting, really practicing tapping into the future, a future state, and reverse engineering. And in that reverse engineering, we know how to do that with strategy and with planning. This is with energy. Like, what is my energetic embodiment? What is the energetic embodiment of the month of say October 2024 as I'm on this journey to not only create a vision or an outcome or a thing or manifest, it's really an expression of who we are becoming, of who we're choosing to expand into. What happens is, come October, when you look back, and ideally you're calendaring each of these months, but when you look back, and you'll know what I'm talking about shortly, when you look back and you say, wow, it's October, and you say, oh man, my embodiment this month is, and then you start to see everything actually organizing in a flow with that, it's actually a beautiful container for creating energetic and spiritual order. So for our becoming, and it's a path that we get to walk into and through and expand into. Yeah, expand with. So for those who are new to this session and new to me, hello, I'm Stephanie Traeger, and it is really an honor that you've joined me here for this session. Definitely carve out about 90 minutes for yourself. Some folks are like, this took me 2 hours. It really depends on how much time you want to put in. The guidance, the actual video there is about 1 hour, and there's a workbook. So before you get started, make sure to download that workbook, which is really just a guide, and you can use a journal. You don't have to print it. If you don't want to, you can, and you can also use that PDF. It's a fill-inable PDF on your computer or device. So it is up to you how you work best. Journals are lovely too, and the goal is just to set some time up with yourself to experience a different type of visioning session, you know, one that is going to guide you and just give you a framework to perhaps work with that's a little bit different. So we're going to first do a little bit of a backtracking for 2023, reflecting. I think there's a lot of power in reflecting backwards, right? There's a lot of power in doing it in a way that's intentional. And I take you through a process that is very intentional. And it's quite insightful too, when you're like, wow, okay, not that I did that, or it's a really beautiful way to honor and acknowledge the flow of the prior year. And it's activating a different part of our mind that allows us to see in a different way and perceive different outcomes, perceive different nuggets of wisdom, and work with that medicine. So if you've been in my world for a minute, you know, I have a podcast, and I also offer something called the Daily Dose. It's not exactly daily, but it's called the Daily Dose, extracting the medicine. And the goal is to become refined, refine our practice of extracting the medicine of every single situation, whether it's amazing or whether it's challenging. Can we extract the medicine, the gift of that situation, the lesson, the learning, whatever it is. And when we do that consistently, we see a thread and we see a path. We see our own personal evolutionary path in a clearer light, in a place that makes sense. And it's no longer, this is really the way we work with, it's no longer happening to me, it's happening for me, it's happening through me. But this is the practice of what, how we refine that even more. Or it's like never, oh, this happened to me. It's, ooh, I'm co-creating with the universe at all times. And it doesn't absolve anything or anyone of responsibility. It doesn't make everything your fault. Or, you know, that's not what it's about. It's just about this new way to perceive our experience here on this planet. So, and how we navigate with everything. So this is a invitation now to turn me off. I'm stopped talking. And if at any time you're going through this and you are like, man, I'd love to connect with Stephanie, there's definitely a button on this page to do that. So we can have a conversation about anything that has come up for you or if you'd like some support going forward. And now, without further ado, I invite you to find your space and enjoy this time with yourself and my words as guidance. And I look forward to hearing how this lands and works for you. So please do not hesitate to reach out. Okay, enjoy.